Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show, and this story is about a day old, I suppose. It has to do with former Senator Bob Kerrey, the Nebraska senator. I don't know if you heard this, but he says he is ashamed that as a Navy SEAL, he led a 1969 combat mission during which unarmed Vietnamese women and children were killed. Though a member of Kerry's SEAL unit and a Vietnamese woman who said she witnessed the killings alleged the civilians were herded together and massacred, the former Nebraska governor maintains the raid was by and large carried out in self-defense. Essentially, what Senator Kerry says that as a Navy SEAL, they were fired upon, and they returned the fire, and when the smoke cleared, they found that elderly men, women, and children had also been killed in this firefight, along with whoever the Viet Cong were that they killed. According to one other member of this mission, that isn't how it happened. Another member of this mission says that Kerry himself instructed them to round up these people. And this man's name by the name is Gerhard Klon, or Klan, Gerard Klan. He told 60 Minutes, too, we herded them together in a group, we lined them up, and we opened fire. Bob Kerry, who's not ruled out a run for president in 2004, said he's haunted by the 32-year-old memory of the raid. For those of us who remember Vietnam, maybe old enough to recall that period of time, you may remember the My Lai massacre as well, which was a horrific episode in the history of that war, in the history of the American Armed Forces. You know, we don't think of American soldiers as being the ones who abuse civilians, but however it has happened, I'm sure it's happened more times than it's been reported. This incident involving Senator Kerry, some people say he's come out and said it because he wants to run for president and he's trying to, quote, inoculate himself against any further criticism. So there's that, and there's the further comment that we'd like to make about all of this. Austin Amarca is with a group called the Vietnam Reenactors. Like Civil War and Revolutionary War reenactors, they reenact various Vietnam firefights and battles. And that's what you do, like what they do on the 4th of July. You reenact Vietnamics other than the Civil War, right?
Yes, sir. Our organization is comprised of veterans of the Vietnam era.
Men who'd seen combat?
Well, we may not have served in Vietnam, but we very much wanted to. We were not going to run like so many of the draft dodgers did, but we would have served.
Well, why didn't you serve? You wanted to serve, but you didn't? Why didn't you?
Well, I will tell you, at the time, I was a guest of the state of California, if you want me to be perfectly honest.
You were in jail.
I have never denied that. I've never run from it, unlike some of the draft dodgers.
What were you in jail for?
I was in for a stupid thing.
What was it?
I was in for armed robbery. I was doing 3 to 5 at the men's colony at Chino. But I was paroled, and I have been very clean ever since. And like I was just saying, I would have been proud to serve my country. And
so what about your experience as a Vietnam War reenactor gives you information about Bob Kerry, Senator Kerry, and what happened in Vietnam in 1969?
Well, I will tell you that I think this guy Kerry is a little bit of a pussy. Look, you've got to understand, walking through a densely forested area at night, you are fighting an enemy that is largely a rebel force. You are fired upon. You will return fire. If innocent civilians get hurt in the process, that's what happens.
And hold on for a minute. I don't understand what you know about this as a Vietnam War reenactor. Hold on for a minute.
Mr. Shannon, I'll tell you.
Oh, just hold on. I got a story here about Bob Kerry, the Vietnam veteran and former senator from Nebraska, and by the way, a guy that holds the Congressional Medal of Honor, which is the highest honor for bravery you can hold. What do I got a Vietnam War reenactor on for? All right, Mr. Amarca?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay, if I could be allowed to finish.
Go ahead.
If you're in a firefight, my friend, you don't wait and see who's firing on you. You return fire. And I think, what were they doing in the area in the first place? If civilians were killed, I have to ask the question, what were they doing in the area? And this guy, Kerry, comes out and cries about it on television, and cries about it on the radio, too. It's embarrassing to all Vietnam veterans, and to come out and cry about it, the ones that have been veterans, that had not been I was incarcerated, otherwise I would be a veteran. I also am embarrassed by this.
You were not even in Vietnam. How can you question the courage or lack thereof of the men who served there?
Well, you know what? I bet you think you got me on that one.
Well, what is the answer?
The answer, Mr. Henry, is our reenactments are more realistic than anything the Civil War boys do, anything the Revolutionary War boys do. If I had been there, I would have done the mission and shot all the enemy soldiers, and I wouldn't be crying about it now, 30 years later. And I think this pussy, Kerry, and...
All right, you're going to have to hold on right there.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You will no longer call this senator a pussy. You're not going to use that word again, or I'm hanging up on you. You understand?
I'm trying to speak the truth.
You just don't use that word. Go ahead.
Well, you said it yourself. This guy holds the Congressional Medal of Honor. I think he owes an apology to all Vietnam veterans and Vietnam veterans who didn't serve in Vietnam because of circumstances beyond their control.
Well, he feels pretty bad about it, okay? And again, I don't know what you would know about it.
Our reenactment, sir, gives me enough experience. We reenacted a raid on a village. July 1969 attack on a ville.
This is a reenactment.
Yes, it was, but in that reenactment, we killed no less than 35 Viet Cong, recovered 500 weapons, and I played the platoon leader who shot a female VC. And I'll tell you what, there were caps in the gun, all right? They wasn't real bullets. They were cap guns, but just putting that gun to her head, I'll never forget it.
You had a cap gun, man.
Have you ever put a gun to someone's head?
No, I haven't.
Well, whether it's a cap gun, whether it's a real gun, you will never forget it, sir.
And Wait a minute. Hold the line. And I'm going to give the phone number here. 1-800-449-8686 is the number on the Phil Henry Show. This guy is a Vietnam War reenactor who claims that in one of his Vietnam War reenactments that they did for... let me ask this guy. This reenactment you did where you shot the woman, where was this?
That was up at Fraser Park near Castaic. 4th of July.
Last year?
4th of July last year, yeah.
You didn't kill anybody, though. You shot him with a cap gun.
Yeah, again, Mr. Henry, you got to understand. You put a gun to someone's head, even a cap gun, and you will never forget it. And all of that pussy talk about...
I don't want to hear that word, okay?
I didn't say it about Kerry.
All right, I put a cap gun to somebody's head, and I'll never forget it.
That is great. You know, you can mock me all you want, but I wanted to serve my country in Vietnam.
Well, you didn't. You were in jail for armed robbery, sticking up a gas station or whatever you did, okay? I mean, this is, to my way of thinking, a very sad incident where a Congressional Medal of Honor winner is coming out and saying something regrettable now, and he's having pangs of conscience, okay?
Well, I'll tell you what. I could have pangs of conscience. I put a gun to my own brother's head.
And you put a gun, what, a cap gun?
We were in the pool, it was a squirt gun, but it was the same feeling that I held his life in my hands. You know,
you put a squirt gun to your brother's head in a pool years ago.
And it was the same feeling, sir. And for you to mock me, and...
I don't know how you can, a guy who never went to Vietnam, tell a man who won a Congressional Medal of Honor how to behave. I don't know where you grew your pair.
Because I firmly believe, Mr. Henry, had I gone to Vietnam, I would have won a Congressional Medal of Honor.
You think so?
Yes, I would have. And as it is, I did win a simulated Congressional Medal of Honor in our reenactment. So you can talk all you want. I won a simulated Congressional Medal of Honor.
In your reenactment where you put a cap gun to a Viet Cong's head. Here's a guy that is judging. He calls Kerry, and he used the P word. I'm not going to use it. Basically, he's calling Kerry a coward for coming out and crying about it 30 years later. That's fine and dandy, but this man doesn't have any military experience. He's a Vietnam War reenactor. And in one of their reenactments, they reenacted a July 1969 attack on a village outside of Cu Chi in which no less than 35 Viet Cong were killed. He pretended to execute someone, and he says just pretending to kill that person stayed with him for the rest of his life. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
I have with me Austin Amarca. He is a reenactor. I've heard of Civil War reenactors. I've heard of Revolutionary War reenactors. You reenact Vietnam War scenes. Do you reenact things like, what, the Tet Offensive?
Yes, sir. The battle for Khe Sanh, Tet Offensive, Hue City, Mekong Delta, all of that. We do it all. And we're one of the top Vietnam War reenactors around.
And in one of your reenactments, you won a Congressional Medal of Honor.
Right, and that's why I say this guy Kerry, this Senator Kerry, 30 years later, boo-hoo-hoo, I killed some civilians. Yes, you're right, I didn't really kill civilians because I reenact Vietnam War scenes, but I did in the reenactment. And let me tell you something, when you raise a gun, even if you hear that cap go off,
And you hear the cap go off.
All right, it's not a bullet, I understand that. But just hearing the crack of the cap, because I had to stop off and get...
We lost our... Are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
Go ahead.
I had to stop off and buy caps for the gun over at the... I stopped at a Little General, and...
You want a roll of caps?
Yes, sir.
And what were you thinking about who you had to kill?
You think about how you want to... You live the part, much like maybe an actor does.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. So Kerry is a coward.
Kerry's a coward, yes, sir.
Based upon your expertise as a Vietnam War reenactor. Avery, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
The only thing I can say is, you know, I had a reenactment last night that I was the President of the United States, but it's not true. You have a man that have a Congressional Medal of Honor.
I don't see
you have
how.
An actor? Just trying to compare himself with him and actually saying he's better than he is?
I'm just saying, Avery, you reenacted being President of the United States. I don't see how you can do that.
But you was locked up by the state because you stole something? I mean, hey, man, you like the scum of the earth. How can you?
You call me the scum of the earth?
How can you compare yourself with a Congressional Medal of Honor? And because he has a conscience now, it's bothering him that he's done something wrong. He knows the difference between right and wrong, and you don't, because if you did, you wouldn't have been a member of the state.
That's a very good point. You wouldn't have been in prison.
I had a small... I stuck up a gas station.
Yeah.
Well,
something. You went to take something from somebody.
I would have been in Vietnam had I not been...
Would have, should have, could have. Come on, man.
Well, now, hold on. Now, hold on. I think you're judging me, and I don't think that's fair.
I'm not trying to judge you. You're judging yourself. You're the one who put yourself on that pedestal. I didn't.
You're talking about judging people, Mr. Marca. You're judging Senator Kerry. You're calling him a coward.
Well, yeah. How come he's bellyaching about he greased a few VCs? So what?
He has a conscience, sir. It's a different, but he know what right and wrong is. That's the problem.
Can I ask you?
I mean, if you say you can just off people and it don't bother you, you're a sick individual.
Wait a second. Have you ever held a cap gun? Well, not a cap gun, okay, but I mean any gun to a man's head. You'll know that's bad.
You know what, sir? I was actually in the infantry for the United States Army. And,
Semper Fi.
I didn't play with cap guns.
Semper Fi is Marines, not Army.
Oh, okay.
You know, I didn't play with cap guns. I'm sorry. When I left them at 6, that was in my cap gun playing. So, you know, I don't have a concept of a reenactor. I don't know the purpose of it other than you're still trying to take money from folks.
These reenactors, they go out and they do these Civil War scenes and stuff, and I guess it's like, I don't know. What's the...
what are you guys putting it down? I was in the middle of a firefight, and...
You were reenacting a firefight.
Playing. Yeah, we did that as 5- and 6-year-olds. It was called Cowboys and Indians. The only difference between you...
Well,
you
now, hold on, because I'm wearing a full replication of a United States Marine Corps platoon leader uniform.
Oh, yeah, you can get that in the Army surplus store. They sell them all day long. You don't have to have nothing to get it.
I have a replica of the carbine. I don't know what you're trying to say. Are you saying... I stuck up a gas station. You're going to hold that against me. I would have been in Vietnam. And the other thing is, I would have won I went through 5 rolls of caps in that firefight.
Yes, sir, but you still playing make-believe.
5
this
rolls?
Guy actually was in a firefight.
Exactly.
You didn't play make-believe.
Not only was he in a firefight, but things happened that have bothered him for...
I'm still bothered by shooting that...
You didn't shoot her. You had a cap in the gun.
It still haunts me.
at the end of the day, you knew that both people was going to get up and go home.
That's the point.
You and that person that you put that cap gun to.
How can we be sure, though?
The senator didn't know from minute to minute if he was going to ever make it back home. And there were some people that he's basically saying that died that shouldn't have died.
Well, she put on a very realistic-looking death scene, I'll tell you that.
But you made a comment earlier that, you know, what were they doing in the area? It was their freaking country.
What?
They were supposed to be in the area. It was their country.
My question was, what were Vietnamese doing in that area?
It was their country.
What country were you in?
Huh?
What country were they in?
Vietnam.
Well,
it
that's
was their
why.
Country.
Generally, that's... you'll find Vietnamese in Vietnam.
Yeah, that's like it was Americans in the area.
I've got a little general cap gun. It has a simulated mother of pearl handle. Okay? So what are you guys telling me? That's not good enough?
No, what we're telling you is you shouldn't compare yourself with a Congressional Medal of Honor if you
that's
was
right.
in the penitentiary All during right. the time that he was fighting a war.
That's excellent. Avery, thank you for your call. You know,
smart people don't usually hang out in war zones. Why were they there? And
they lived in the village that the guys were going into is the answer to that question. Mike, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Mike. Okay, I can't hear that. I'm going to put the guy on hold because he is a veteran. Here is Alberto. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, I'm here.
Yes.
I got to tell you, this guy is out to lunch. I mean, simulated is the same thing.
I'm not saying it's real.
Games.
I'm not saying it's real. I'm just saying I know a little bit about what it must have been like.
You don't know squat, man. You don't know squat. You are out to lunch, and you are the coward. If you sit there and think that Senator Kerry is in any way disrespectful, dishonorable, disreputable, anything, this guy put it on the line, buddy.
How come he's crying about having a grease?
Because he's got a conscience. Because killing people sucks, okay? And he's got a conscience. And now he realizes that he's a man advancing in his years. And I got to tell you something. You and your wimp-ass cap gun is nothing because you ain't never seen another person looking you in the eye hoping for their life that you don't kill them. And if you ever see it, you remember it, buddy, because I have. And I got to tell you, when you stare down the barrel of somebody who is you're about to kill, and then you look at them, you got the power of their life or death in your hand, then you remember. Not some whip reenactment crap that you don't even got the same terrain, the same situations of being out in the bush for 2 weeks, eating about 1,000 calories, 1,500 calories a day.
Wait a second, you don't even deserve
to speak about Senator Kerry.
Hold on for a minute, because we do our reenactments at the L.A. County Arboretum, which has a jungle.
Well, wait a second. Didn't you hear anything this guy said?
I've done that. I have a simulated Medal of Honor.
Yeah, you got a simulated life is what you got, because I got to tell you, you need to redefine your sense of recreation.
Are you understanding what people...
First of all, you don't play killing civilians.
That's a reenactment. They do it for the Civil War, too.
Yeah, the Civil War, they do it because it's the American terrain. You can reenact battlefield terrain, and it's a historical purpose. Vietnam is a recent phenomena. My sergeant major was at Tet, and I'm offended that you sit there and you go to and say you're reenacting Tet. My battalion commander was at Way, where he got the Silver Star, and I'm offended that you sit there and say you reenact Way.
Well,
I was in Panama.
I would have been there.
Down civilians.
I would have been there had I not stuck up that gas station. And
you're an idiot besides being stupid.
Then why did you stick up a gas station?
Because that guy was asking for it. And I
bet you used a cap gun to stick up the gas station, didn't you?
Mr. Henry, it was a wrong thing.
Did you use a cap gun?
I didn't use a gun. No, sir, I did not.
What'd you use?
I had a comb in my pocket.
A comb? All right,
yeah,
Alberto,
simulated that, too. You simulated your guts there,
yeah.
too.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show will be back. 1-800-449-8686.
Here's Phil, 1-800-449-8686. 888-449-8686.
I did have to speak to a professional therapist following that.
You're not going to tell me you had post-traumatic stress syndrome from firing a cap pistol too much, are you?
I guess you don't understand what it is to be an actor, Mr. Henry, and that is...
Maybe I don't, okay? But that's an actor. That's not a soldier.
Well, to be an actor and to live that life... I mean, look at Saving Ryan. Did you see that movie?
Yes, I did.
Do you know what those actors had to go through?
Oh, what those actors had to go through. Will you come on? The guys at D-Day, that's what they had to go through. What, the actor, you mean what, eating all that lousy craft services food that they serve in Ireland? Is that what they...
I don't get it. I thought you were a friend of performers.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a friend of all in Hollywood, man. Look at, yeah, I am. You, I don't know about, okay? And the fact that you're trying to tell me that you put a cap gun to somebody's head, so therefore you had to undergo post-traumatic stress syndrome therapy...
Again, and I'll say this again, Mr. Henry... Had I been in Vietnam, I would have won a Congressional Medal of the Honor. But unfortunately...
Yeah, unfortunately, you stuck up a gas station and were a guest of the state of California. Here is James on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I have to totally disagree with him. You know, yes, I'm an American. No, I have not fought in a war. See, he's watching too many movies and doing too many reenactments.
You have never fought in a war. Is that it?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever seen a Vietnam War reenactment?
Playing guns and you know, cops and robbers, same principle.
Let me ask you a question, Austin. Where do you guys do these Vietnam War reenactments?
Some of them we do out of Joshua Tree National Monument, and some of them out near Indio.
In the desert?
Well, what difference is it?
That Vietnam was a jungle.
Yeah?
Yeah? Hey, let's go play Vietnam, man. We'll do it out there in the middle of an artillery range in the desert. Is that it?
What's your point?
My point is, dude, you can't reenact Vietnam in Indio. You're freaking mine. James, is that it?
Look at
another thing. You know, he's cutting down Senator Kerry.
Well, Sam, look at that guy getting on the TV and crying all about it.
You've never done it. The man is out there protecting our freedom. He's in Vietnam, but nonetheless, he's fighting for democracy. That's what we live under. You want everybody else in the world to have it as good as we got it, or you're going to end up losing it for everybody else like us.
I'm saying that I almost did it by the
almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
Well,
you weren't there. You screwed up. You held up the gas station. Your ass was in jail. You couldn't go. Well, if I could have gone, if I could have, would have. Shoulda, didn't do nothing.
I'll tell you right now.
He did. He fought. He has got a conscience. He's sorry for what he did, but he fought for his country. And you're slamming him because he's got a conscience. He's got a heart, and it's getting to him. And it
maybe at least I ain't second-guessing the orders of a superior, and only a pussy would cry.
If you use that word one more time, I'm hanging up on you, especially in relation to a Congressional Medal of Honor winner. Do you understand?
Look. We did simulated parachute jumps. Okay,
what's a simulated parachute jump?
We did not have aircraft. Okay?
Well, what did you jump off of?
We used ladders or whatever. But the point is, or trees. Yellow.
Yeah, I'm here.
James, you there?
Yeah, I fell off the roof once. So does that mean I simulated a parachute jump?
You did what, sir?
I fell off the roof once. Okay, so I simulated a parachute jump.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you mean you're jumping out of trees and you're simulating a parachute jump? Is that what you did?
Yes, sir, that's what we do, because we want to reenact the airborne assault on the Mekong Delta, which, as you know, took place.
Airborne? You need a river, you need a jungle, you need a real enemy. You're out in Palm Springs jumping out of trees.
You know, I don't like people laughing at me. That guy at the gas station laughed at me.
Yeah, I'll bet he did. James, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Ken on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Where'd this dinky doll come from you're talking to?
You know,
this landline.
I don't like being called names. I would have been in Vietnam.
Yeah, you would have been in Vietnam. You went to Chino.
I was in
How
Chino.
How old are you?
How old am I? I'm 53 years old.
How old?
53 years old. So I got
and
something
you're still
against
playing
me.
Childhood games.
Let me tell you, down south they do what you call Civil War reenactments. What we
I
do,
know.
Huh?
I know. I'm a black powder hunter.
You're a what?
Black powder hunter. I shoot the muzzle-loading guns.
The hell does
that
mean?
And I'm also a Vietnam vet.
You're
and I also know some heroic people over there.
Yeah.
Gary is a friend
black,
of mine.
What's a black powder hunter?
We use muzzle loader guns. We use black powder guns instead of cartridge guns.
What's the point of doing that?
Why do you do that?
Yeah, why do you do that?
Why do you use black powder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're not registered. They're not registered as a gun. They're a non-gun.
Oh, so
not
you
like
can get
your
so you
gun,
can go
however.
So you can go yeah. illegally
I mean,
out and blow away somebody.
Cap gun.
You know, I stuck up a gas station with a black powder muzzle loader, but I didn't know that.
Okay. Here is Dennis on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I'm a police officer.
Okay, I can't hear you. All right, let's get on to a call I can hear. Thomas, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I can't believe this guy, man. This guy's crazy. You don't have any idea what happens whenever you put a gun to someone's
well,
head.
Well, neither do you, Thomas, okay?
I'm ex-military.
Yeah, ex-military
Army.
Don't mean you ever shot anybody, okay?
I'm a police officer.
Don't mean you ever shot anybody, okay?
I unholster my gun every day.
Well, then you got to. If you unholster your gun every day, you know that you've got to make a report on unholstering your gun. So you're full of crap, okay, Thomas? That's number one. Number two, even if you were in the Army, doesn't mean you ever shot anybody. And number three, shove it up your butt. Because
okay, both of you guys, you're out of here. Okay, so that was really great, too. The Civil War reenactor, the Vietnam War reenactor out in Palm Springs. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show will be back. 1-800-449-8686.
This is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
So I got into this whole thing with Mike Schaefer, my producer, how to recognize Vietnam veteran wannabes. And Michael is a great screener. He's the best there is. In the whole business of talk radio, he's the best. Now, do you understand what I'm saying? I hope you know how all the talk shows that there are, this cat screens a phone better than everybody. But there's one who's better than him, and that's me. And I found out from the Vietnam Veterans Association very quickly how you determine whether a guy had actually been in Vietnam or not. And it has to do with the ribbons that he received. And these guys that call up and claim they were in Vietnam and they did this and that, you know, it is so boring listening to these cats. Till you get a real guy. Then it's cool. Then they can talk about all that cool stuff like, you know, burning down villages or whatever the hell. I'm just kidding. I know that that's okay, you know, but you know what I'm saying. Burning down villages. So, in any because I work with guys, you know, people, I was in Vietnam, I did this. What did you do? Well, you know, I don't want to talk about it. I was traumatized, but yeah, you look traumatized, man. I think it's because you've been eating too much. That's why you're traumatized. I think it's because I just beat you at pool. That Alberto guy from Miami, I talked to that guy at length. I screened that call. That guy was beautiful. He'd been in Panama. He'd seen all kinds of crap. You know, how did I know he was in Panama? I don't know. I just got a sense. I just had the feeling something about, you know what? I don't know. I just rolled the dice on that call. Craig said to go nod and said, yeah, that's what I figured. Nice going there, Henry. But no, that whole thing with Kerry, that's pretty freaky. I don't know. The guy won the Congressional Medal of Honor and he did all that stuff. But like I said, if you'd been around during those days, and I was in high school during Vietnam, that the stories coming out of there were pretty gruesome, you know, and My Lai was one in which the this guy, Cali, he was all over the newspaper because they'd apparently gone into a village and they had, you know, killed everybody in the village, men, women, and children, old men, women, and apparently it was on orders from above, and it was a classic thing, man. It's the same thing that German soldiers argued after World War II. I was told to do it. Isn't there a law about an immoral order? You do not have to follow an immoral order. Well, what does that mean? I don't know how they define that, but it would be very interesting. But here's the guy now 30 years later coming back and saying, and you know, the kind of cynical guy that I am, I thought the very same thing that everybody else said. The dude said that because he wants to run for president. And he might as well get the crap out on the table now. If I were him, I'd do the same thing. I get all that crap out now so that when the later on, 2004, whoever's... And this guy Bush, have you been hearing about him? He realizes he ain't long for this world. That cat is going to be president for exactly 4 years. Goodbye! I think they ran that guy just to see if they could get a Republican elected. I think when that guy won, their eyebrows shot up a mile. Wow! You mean he won? Yeah. Did you hear him today? I don't know. I've just got low expectations. I think he is just out to lunch. It's going to be a free-for-all when they got another presidential election. Whenever that is, I hardly ever vote. That guy Bush wins. Holy crap, he won. What do we do now? I don't know. Go to get him up there. Get him up what? Get him up. Oh, you mean the thing. Yeah. Get up there. I do solemnly swear. I don't solemnly swear to be the president of the United States. Be the president of the United States. Okay. Get him in the, now what? Get him in the limo. Do something. Get him out of here. Get him in a limo. Get him over some big white building. I don't know where it is. It's over there. You mean the one with the dome? Not the one with the dome. The Secret Service. We're taking him to the dome. You idiot. Secret Service. You guys there?
Right.
You got him at the big white building?
Right. The thing with the dome.
Not the Capitol. The White House.
Where's that?
I don't know where it is. Get a map.
All right, Bob. Thomas Brothers. Look it up.
What? Tourist map quest. I love that commercial. I don't know what it is. The president's got to drive himself to the inauguration. He's doing everything himself. Come on, you idiots. Get the president over there.
Where are we going?
Over to the White House.
Where is it?
I don't know. 1600 Pennsylvania. You've got it on MapQuest?
All right, I'm logging it in right now. I'm entering it into Yahoo.
Yeah, good. Yahoo. And old George got over there, of course, and, now he's doing whatever the hell it is that he's doing. Oh, I know it. What's the latest thing now? He's gonna get us into a war with China yet. Good for you, George. Atta baby. That's what we need, a war with a country with a billion people. Yeah. As if Americans don't already have sort of an archetypical fear of the yellow man coming across the ocean and rebuilding all the railroads. Just a billion coolie hats flowing into the country there. Don't you think we have this archetype of the yellow horde, this whole, Genghis Khan thing going on right now, man? What are you feeding into that? What is he doing anyway? First off, the guy starts out with this. There's going to be a recession. Thank you. Thank you very much. Wall Street. Now the guy says, and by the way, we will defend Taiwan. Well, that's a good one, too. So we'll get into a freaking war because the Chinese are licking their lips, licking their chops, rubbing their hands together. They want that island back, man, big time. They got the drool and the eyeballs like some guy sitting at the rail at a strip bar. Just wait, waving that 20, man. I can't wait. And so Bush opens his big fat mouth and says, why don't we just go ahead and send some soldiers over there and defend it against the commies? And that's number two war lost. You thought Vietnam was fun, try Taiwan against the Chinese. So he's something else, isn't he? Now, what's the other thing he's doing? Oh, and then there's number three. He's got T-ball games going in Washington so people will get into baseball again. Yeah, you thinking that? Bush is doing T-ball games. He's got the T set up, and then you think it's for kids. It's for Secret Service agents. It's for the Congress. He's got the Supreme Court over there. Come on now, I know you're going to do this. Look at Mr. President. I said, take a swing on it. Sir, it's a ball sitting on a T. I mean, my 3 yards. I said, take a swing. All right. Now, you guys, I'm telling you right now, I sold my interest in the Rangers, and all of a sudden they're doing great guns at $252 million with Alex Rodriguez. I sold that ball club. I ain't going to pay no SPIC. I mean, I ain't going to pay no Mexico. I mean, I'm not going to pay that guy that kind of money. All right, what else do you want to talk about? 1-800-449-8686. Yeah, what else do you want to talk about? Seriously. Phil Henry Show. I've told you all about my diet. My wife and kids are in Vegas. See, this is how much I'm loved. They went off to Vegas. They went off and spent the night in Vegas at the beautiful hotel. I won't tell you which one until they leave because I don't want any creeps calling up and bugging her. But apparently, they're just having the time of their lives, and I'm sitting at home once again, Keenan, getting the cat crap out of the box. Those guys have been doing the whirlwind tour. Last week, where were they? They were somewhere. I forget where. My wife was out of town. I don't know where she was. Oh, Palm Springs. No, they weren't in Palm Springs. Oh, they went up to Sacramento. Yeah, they went up to Davis. And today, they're doing a little thing in Vegas because the kids are visiting their grandfather. And so I'm by myself again. And, it's like the house is a filthy mess because not that I can't take care of a house, but I figure I've reached a point in my life. Party at Henry's? You think so, huh? They're coming home tonight, so forget it. I think I've reached a point in my life right now where I don't have to, you know, do any of that stuff anymore. I can sort of pay somebody. So we paid somebody to come in and do the laundry, right? And they took, like, my suit and put it in the washing machine. Bad, you know, I don't know where we found them. It's like a whole suit just went through the, and it's the only suit that I have. Because I got to go to a party on Sunday, some she frou-frou deal where you got to wear a big top hat and ascot and everything, smoke big long cigars and walk around with a mint julep, sort of stumbling into things slightly so you look like the drunk at the Roaring Twenties party, and that's what I got to do. Why? It's another one of these fundraisers my wife got me involved in, another one of these charity events. I go to these things. I really like these charity events. Go out there in the, you know, the eastern part of Ventura County with all the big ranch land out there, and they got a lot of people that are into the arts, and so they do these parties that support the various arts and things. And there's always a theme. This theme is dressed like a dumbass. That's the theme. Dress up like a real dumb-looking clod and go out and drink champagne all afternoon. Now, what is it with the wives? How come the wives are the ones with the charitable gene? What is that? Is Gretchen doing that? She is? What are they? What has she got you involved in? Bowling for orphans? I mean, what? Every wife, you know, they, let's do it because it's really important for the community. Well, you know why? Because the wives are the ones that know the money. They're the ones that nest, and they realize all that charity stuff, it's all big fat. Your wife's got you into some Rescue the Pandas and Wild Tortoises relief fund? Pandas, wild tortoises. I had a friend of mine. This guy almost went broke because his wife was buying horses. Now, get a load of this. This guy's, he was fairly well off, and now he's broke. He's on his ass because his wife apparently took every last nickel that he had and bought horses that were going to be made into glue, and she saved them, and she stuck them in stables or whatever the hell, wherever you could stick a horse. This thing should be glue. But she didn't want to do it because that's cruel and unusual. And it may be cruel. It ain't unusual. Horses are made into glue all the time. But she saved him. And now this guy, he's in the poorhouse. He's out there picking up cigarette butts, panhandling. And all the horses are living. They're living in his bedroom. Get a load of that. How would you like your wife to do that to you? So this is what I'm saying. So I got to do this thing on Sunday, and I got nothing to wear. I think I'll just go naked. How about that? All right, so if you guys want to pick up, and speaking of charity, I'm the guy who had this idea. The number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD or album, 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445, $20 plus $350 shipping and handling, and you can pick up the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD or vinyl, picture disc vinyl. And like I said, this is the last year for that. We're not going to do another one. I don't care what anybody says. We're not doing another CD until August, and I'll change my mind and say we're going to do another CD. But I'm pretty sure I don't want to do this again. It's not because it's a bad idea. It's just because it's really a lot of trouble. It's a hassle. I had to see some of that money, frankly. No, I'm kidding. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.